Don't get confused with haters and people who care. There are people who care about you and want to see you do the right thing. There are people who will offer constructive criticism who want you to do better.
Why are we begging for people to love us that don't love us, that will never love us? And that's okay. It doesn't mean you act nasty. I'm a huge proponent for respect, for human dignity, for manners, for professionalism. Agreed, all day, every day.
I'm a person who may come off candorous in a way that may confuse you, but I want you to do better. Don't get confused between somebody who's trying to run interference for you and somebody who wants to see you succeed. Knowing the difference is very important. Sometimes listening to all of it and filtering out and picking the stuff that you want to hear or you should hear or you shouldn't hear is important. But I got to tell you right now, if you don't have haters, you're doing something wrong.
I've been thanked time and time again after locking people up. And I know, I'm a captain, I'm a pen pusher now. I've locked up a lot of people. You don't have to be nasty about it, but you also don't have to go and give free meals out there. That shit doesn't work.
What does unorthodox say? It says, contrary to what is usual, traditional, or accepted, not orthodox. Is there anything about street cop training that has been orthodox in the world, for people who've been around for a while, in the world of law enforcement training? What was orthodox about the Street Cop Training Conference in Atlantic City? Nothing. Nothing looked the same like it's always been. And yet we have a lot of success and we are getting notoriety nationally and internationally. So nothing about unorthodox says it's not correct or it's not gonna work.
Looking at things from that other perspective and you'll see growth, not just with you. Growth is a contagious thing. It's magnetic.
You can literally mold yourself into, when you make a conscious decision, to whatever you want to be. You can be anybody you want to be. Stop telling yourself a sad story or some story that makes you feel comfortable.
You start doing that, you act like a magnet to people. It's uplifting. Nobody wants to be around the boo-hoos, the bowl of boo-hoos. You know what I mean by that? It's draining. You leave there and you feel like, ugh. When you get done talking to somebody like that, working with somebody like that, working for someone like that.